You were working hard on House appropriations and especially working on domestic violence and a lot of issues that are dear to my heart. And then all of a sudden, you're not on the committee anymore. What happened?
Yes, Susan, I was working hard on many of those issues: domestic violence, sexual assault, trying to fund the rape kit backlog. And unfortunately, we have a House rule that states if you are appointed as the chairperson of one of our committees, or if you are elected to one of our leadership positions, you may no longer serve on the House Appropriations Committee.
And so you became chair of education. That must have been a difficult decision.
Absolutely. So, I mean, really, education, the state of education in New Mexico is impacted in the House Appropriations Committee because they are the ones that set the budget for school districts. So, for me, it was kind of a trade-off between having a voice in education through budget or having a voice in education through policy. In the end, I decided that with my experience and my background, I could really lend a voice to policymaking on educational issues in New Mexico. And so I opted to put my name in for House Education Chair.
And you're a teacher, so I guess I sort of understand it, but it seems as though you really understood the budget and you really studied the issues. You asked a lot of questions. It's too bad not to have your voice.
So I really appreciate you saying that. I worked hard on that committee. Really, I think that every member at some point in their career should spend a term on the House Appropriations Committee because you get to see sort of the cross-section of all state agencies that touch everything we do in state government. And you know, it was a trade-off. I will be quite honest. I gave something up to gain something else. And I miss not being part of those discussions. I'm not really following the numbers as closely as I'd had in the past, and that it certainly is something that's a deficit now.
Okay. What do you want to do with education?
Well, I'm glad you asked. And on the positive side, I really think that we can have some great conversations and you know, pull together some good ideas in terms of teacher evaluations, in terms of addressing the overtesting that we're doing in our schools, in terms of supporting teachers, in terms of looking at creative ways to measure student learning. I mean, there's a whole swath of opportunity that I have in the House Education Committee to look at improving teaching and learning in New Mexico.
And are you currently still a teacher?
So I'm not in the classroom anymore. I'm still with the Powakis schools. I'm the curriculum person, the curriculum coordinator, and so now I work in classrooms. I work with teachers, I train teachers to teach, I coach teachers, and that's a very different role for me. I miss my kids in the classroom. I miss my third graders that I used to teach. And so the one maybe good thing about it is that I have a very universal view of our school district. I see grades K through 12. I work with teachers K through 12, and I see a lot of the sort of administrative implications of the policies that we put forth here in Santa Fe. So
How is the education committee acting with you? Are you making it, are you melding it? I've never attended the hearings very much.
you should come visit, Susan. We have a rock star committee, and I will say that on both sides of the aisle. If I were allowed to hand pick that committee, I couldn't have done a better job than Speaker Egoff did in assigning members to that committee. We have current and former educators, teachers. You know, Leader William Stapleton is a school administrator at APS. We've got a high school te two high school teachers from APS, retired teachers from charter schools. We've got a superintendent. We've got a retired college professor. I mean, we have a current school board member. I mean, we really run the gamut in terms of all of the experience that people bring to education, and we've had some great discussions.
Oh, good. Good. So, is it a committee that's going to run away from you, or what's going to happen?
So, what I tell people is I care less about killing and passing things out of that committee than I do about the way that we present ourselves, the way that we work together. I would really encourage congeniality between members. I would really encourage civility between members. And whatever work we do, let it be the work that is marked by a tone of civil discourse.
Okay. There's always been an issue with the budget of the education committee that comes out of the committee about what's below the line and what's above the line. What do you see happening with that?
So just for your listeners, above the line money flows directly to school districts. Below the line money are special programs administered by the Public Education Department that school districts have to apply to receive. And that's the difference between those two pots of money. And the struggle that you're referring to is that folks, the percentage of new money that goes into above the line funding has decreased over the years because we've taken some of that, what we call new money, increases to the budget, and put them into PED specified programs. I think that this year, for the first time, we're seeing a bipartisan understanding that we don't want to cut schools. And one of the places in which to look for making up some of the money that schools need just for operating, just to keep their lights on, keep their teachers paid, keep their classrooms funded, is that below-the-line dollars. And so we will be looking at those dollars to try and fund schools.
Okay. The real issue is what the secretary can have control over. And is there going to be a clash about that?
There may be, but there's some really smart folks working on this. And what they've come up with is really allowing the secretary to maintain control over unspent funds. So if she's had programs in the past that have not been spent out to zero balance, we're actually allowing her, we call it to reauthorize. We're allowing her to reauthorize those old dollars to continue to be used in the programs. But any new dollars are not going to be funded to those programs. They'll instead be funded to what we call above-the-line operating costs directly to school districts.
But aren't you sweeping those funds?
So that is kind of a harsh word, Susan. What I would say is that we are allowing the secretary to maintain use of some of the funds that have been accrued in the past, and we are not refunding those programs.
Thank you.